We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and segment number three of our program here with Greg Riott. He is the Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, and a little bit later we're also going to get a preview of some upcoming events here in downtown Manhattan, talk about Festival of Lights and some other things going on. Shop Small Saturdays, one thing. Greg, there's been so much going on here in Pottawatomie County the last few meetings that I'll just kind of see if maybe there's some things I haven't been maybe as good as reporting on here the last few weeks. I know yesterday you had a little discussion on the courthouse and the future of that. Some lady there came to you with an idea of some grants, grant writing. I know that that project's kind of been sitting there for a while, but what do you think, any progress we'll see on that in 2022 maybe?
I think so. They're doing a deal called the Brownfield Study, and what they're doing is they're looking at is the courthouse, again, this is my understanding, is the courthouse able to be fixed up? If it's something that's going to crumble to dust here in a few years, we probably don't want to spend the money on completely rebuilding it. At the same time, if the building's a viable building and we can put some money into it and bring it back to a youthful condition, again, one-third, I think that's a good thing to have. So I know that the folks that spoke yesterday, Nathan Mangus, she's very interested in helping with that, you know, whether it's finding grants or whatever, and there's a group of folks that are in there. And of course, their side of that is the history of the courthouse and keeping the building in the community. So I have a little bit different take on it. I think it's a youthful building that we could have, and it's been there for a long time, and I don't know why we couldn't still use it. But this study, this will help us find out the answers to those questions.
Well, it's interesting. It's been there, been vacant about 8 years, if I remember right. I think it's maybe a little bit longer than that. But you guys don't have, I guess, office space per se. Do you guys just kind of take your stuff with you? How's that work?
Oh, we meet in the Sunflower Room, and you kind of, I think Commissioner Waxman, he might leave a few things there, and I think maybe D leaves a calculator or something or name tag, but the staff puts our stuff back in a room and brings it back out at the next meeting. So they set up and tear down every meeting.
Okay. And certainly that'd be a useful spot there if it ever were to come to fruition. I know that there's some struggles we're seeing here in Riley County, with downtown Manhattan, with the old church. Anytime you got to deal with the historic board, it's challenging. There's a lot of red tape that you have to deal with here to get anything accomplished.
It is. I think the bigger thing, though, is everything costs money, and it takes a lot of money, and there's a lot of things, you know, there's bridges in the county that are really neat that you'd love to save, and there's bridges that, you know, we just need to do. There's roads that need paved, there's all kinds of stuff, and at the end of the day, it's just hard to do everything and try to keep a reasonable budget. So I think that's probably the hardest part of it is trying to take care of everything and not go crazy on spending.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully they'll get some sort of solution that everybody can kind of agree to at some point. I know that it'd be nice to see some progress with that project. It's been there for a while. Other items here in the county, you mentioned employment a little bit. How close are you in getting a road and bridge director here there in Pottawatomie County?
That's a tough question. I don't really know. I know that Chad up there with his office of county administrator, I know they advertise and they've interviewed a lot of candidates. We're looking for the right person, the right fit. We've been able to keep a lot of our positions. I know we had quite a shortage with truck drivers. The commission has, I think the commission and the administration has worked really good on trying to keep our pay reasonable on the taxpayers end, but at the same time pay a little bit better to some of our folks up there to try to keep our staff. You look around and go to some of the restaurants and the lobbies are closed and stuff like that. And I know the county's different, but at the same time, I think it would have been easy for us to lose a lot more employees had we not worked together and tried to address what was going on and try to keep our employees. So we did lose a few, and I hate that, but we also kept a lot. And we're doing, I think, a pretty good job of trying to keep our people there and pay them a good wage and keep them up there.
All right. Well, I know you've got a little more experience on the sheriff side of things, being the former sheriff there in Pottawatomie County. Any needs there as far as the jail or any positions that you're short on there?
You know, I'm not sure on the positions. I speak with the sheriff about once a week. And he is a pretty good friend of mine, as you probably know. But at the same time, we give each other a hard time because I'm a commissioner now. So we kind of have fun with that a little bit. But he runs the show, and he's doing a pretty good job in his staff over there. But I know that they're looking at redoing some of the electronics in the jail. It's kind of hard to believe. It doesn't seem like that many years ago that was put in there. But what I understand is some of the equipment has become obsolete as far as software and stuff like that. So they're looking at trying to replace some of that. And then, you know, when I was sheriff, we always seemed to lose, you know, three, four, five deputies a year on turnover. And I don't know if he's there or not, but I do know that they do have deputies turnover. It's a fairly highly sought after position, and people, you know, bigger departments come in and recruit here. So that's kind of like football. You know, you go out and try to recruit and build a good team.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I've talked to Shane. He's a good man. We had a nice conversation with him about a month ago when you guys were having the tech issues there. I came up to one of the meetings, and he's doing a real good job there as the Pottawatomie County Sheriff, I think.
Well, he was certainly an exceptional undersheriff. I really am grateful for having him throughout my career there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and as far as that side of thing, I know the 911 consolidation's been going on. Has that finished yet, or where are we at in the process of that?
My understanding from the commission meetings, I think it is complete, and I've not heard. I don't believe any problems have been brought to the commission. I think is the right way to say that. So, okay. As far as I know, I think things are going okay.
All right. Well, as we kind of wrap things up here, I might just ask you, just kind of in closing here, kind of what you're thankful for this holiday season as a Pottawatomie County Commissioner.
You know, I've said this, I don't know, I was sheriff since 2001, and I've said this probably 100 times, but you look around our world and see what's going on. You know, the guy that ran over the people at the Christmas parade, and the rioting and looting that goes on and stuff, and you know, I think primarily we should really be thankful that we live in such a good place because we don't have to deal with a lot of this stuff. And I hope we work together as a community, as a county, to continue what we have and to make it work. And it's okay to disagree. We have that at the commission every meeting, you know. But you can still be friends afterwards and respect each other and work with each other to make things better. So I think that I'm very grateful for living in such a good place. I'm grateful for my faith and my family. And again, I hope people realize how good we really have it here.
All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, Greg, and we wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk to you again down the road sometime.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate that. Greg Riott, again, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair. Thanks to Leslie Campbell, also joining us here earlier in the program. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Mayor Wynn Butler from Manhattan, and Gina Snyder going to be in the studio next here on KMAN.